This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Bob Berger and his team have produced a 3D feature film, Charlie Victor Romeo, about pilots dealing with emergency situations. All the dialogue is drawn from actual cockpit voice recorder transcripts. Bob, to start out, why don't you tell us a little about the background of this film and how it began as a play back in 1999?
Sure. Well, the film Charlie Victor Romeo is a project that came out of 15 years of working with the play that my partners Irving Gregory, Patrick Daniels, and myself put together on stage in New York in 1999. The play reenacts six aviation emergencies from cockpit voice recorder transcripts on stage in what we could, you know, as close to what we could create as an accurate environment from sound. And the cast basically performs those transcripts as script in a set that looks a lot like the flight deck of an airplane. The film of Charlie Victor Romeo was recorded live, was shot live in front of audiences in New York in 2012, and it's really the way that we always envision taking our work to another medium. One of the things that's really strong about the play is putting people in such proximity to the performance, which is really great. The cast delivers a very strong performance, and that's what makes the play such a powerful thing, such a special thing. There's a lot of aviation emergency reconstruction TV on the Discovery Network or on National Geographic or the BBC that does a sort of docudrama kind of thing. But the strength of the play, Charlie Victor Romeo, we wanted to keep as the strength of the film. And that is really trying to represent these events from the perspective of, or looking at how people function under that kind of stress and that kind of an emergency. So we really wanted to make sure that the audience of the film felt that emotional connection to the cast, to what was going on, and not be distracted by special effects or you know, things that weren't part of the text that was the documentary project to begin with.
Oh, okay. Because there's plenty of inherent drama right there, I guess, in the actual reality of it. So how have audiences and critics been responding to this? You've been showing it at film festivals around the country.
We've had an amazing response. The film premiered at Sundance Film Festival in January of 2012. And since then, it's been at the Hamptons Film Festival, the New York Film Festival, the American Film Institute Festival in Los Angeles, Copenhagen International Documentary Film Festival in Europe. The festival response has been amazing, and the critical response to the film has been great, exceeding everybody's expectations. I mean, I'm incredibly grateful that people saw the film, you know, in pretty much the way we wanted them to see it. Since the festivals, we've started screening the film in cities, and just recently, this last month, had it playing in New York City at Film Forum and in Los Angeles at the Downtown Independent Theaters. And the response from the press has been outstanding.
Yeah, I saw one review you had from the New York Times, which their reviewer said it was one of the most terrifying movies he's ever seen. That must have been, you know, that's quite an accolade from someone who's seen a trillion movies.
Yeah, and it's funny because that kind of a response to this project, to this film, to Charlie Victor Romeo, is interesting to us because the project has always sort of prided itself on its attempt to be accurate to the transcripts and to the aviation community that represents. And so it's always interesting to us the reactions from the aviation community, from the lay community, from the professional community. The film, the concept of Charlie Victor Romeo sets up expectations in the mind of the audience. On the one hand, the lay audience thinks about things like Airport 75 and the High and the Mighty and have expectations about what aviation emergencies are like from how they encounter them in their daily life on the news, in the newspaper. And their expectations are one thing. The expectations of the part of the aviation community are different, very much a sort of, you made a play about aviation based on cockpit voice recorder transcripts, show me. I don't think you can, you know, those people are sort of coming to the theater, in the movie theater, in the performance theater, with an expectation of, I'm curious how realistic this is going to be. And both communities of people who see it have different reactions, and that's what's so interesting. The New York Times critic A.O. Scott, I think somebody told me that, you know, or maybe he told me, I don't remember, that, you know, his wife couldn't sit through the film.
Wow.
So she left, and she was uncomfortable. But the other interesting thing is that so many people have told us after the play or after the film that they feel more comfortable, safer about aviation than they did before, which is another one of those, you know, unintended kind of consequences.
Yeah, well, it is impressive to see how people react under such stressful situations and just try to work their way through a horrifying problem. So what kind of response have you had from the aviation community over the years and now to the film?
Well, I love talking to you because AvWeb was the first aviation-related review of the play way back in 1999. And when we started putting that project together in the summer of 1999, I remember we were telling the cast right before we started rehearsals that we intended to have the theater filled with veteran airline captains, and that if we were going to tackle such a difficult and challenging subject, that audience had to do it at a level that would be respected and that would be thought about and criticized from a sort of interesting perspective, as opposed to making something that wasn't treating the subject matter with the respect that it deserved.
Mm-hmm.
And the first, and in 1999, there weren't blogs. There wasn't so much, wasn't easy to connect with the aviation community at the time on such a broad way. And I was incredibly thrilled that AvWeb discovered it and wanted to send somebody to review it. And the amazing thing about that review was read by a gentleman who was working in safety at the Pentagon, developing crew resource management programs for training. And that review is why that gentleman came from Washington, D.C. to see the play on the Lower East Side in New York, which resulted in the Air Force videotaping the play in 2000 and developing a audiovisual program from the play that they've used to train CRM ever since. Over the years, the play from 1999-2000 to, I want to say, 2008, the play has been performed at performing arts centers and universities around the country and around the world. And the most amazing thing about doing that play in front of audiences is that I think we're the only play I've ever heard of that gets performance notes after every performance from the audience, at least the pilots in the audience. And so many things in the play have become more and more and more realistic and more accurate, such that, you know, if the actor is supposed to be in a 757 cockpit and the audience can't see the instrument panel, the actor is actually reaching into the correct quadrant of the dashboard to find the autopilot instrument for that aircraft versus another scene. Because some pilot was like, oh, by the way, the autopilot instrument is over there, so you should reach there. So fine-tuning this project, you know, is totally partially a result of interactions with audience members who are aviators, and that goes into the film as well. Other things about the film, we shot the film in 3D, and we shot the film during live performance. When you see the film, you're seeing what we hope is the best representation of the play that we can get.
Great. So if people want to see this film, how would they find that information or find out where it might be showing?
The best way to do that would be go to www.charlievictorromeo.com and sign on to our mailing list. We do send out updates about where the film is screening and where you can see it.
Well, thanks a lot. We took some of your time here, and it was great to talk to you. And good luck with the future of your project.
Thank you very, very much.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.